This is Lincoln.
And this is Lydia.
And this is episode 7 of Geek Speak. And on today's episode, we have a special guest. It's Lydia Pierre from Pierre Branding Group. Now, let me tell you about this lady. She is phenomenal. Anything branding, which is why I'm so excited about this episode, anything branding, she knows it. I'm telling you, she shares so much information with me. I should have a bill. I should have a tab. That's about $1 million.
Oh, you right do. Okay. Well,
I don't want to have to pay that tab, but we got to work this out. We got to work this out. But let me tell you, Lydia is phenomenal. I can't wait for this episode for you guys to get in and listen to the 5 W's of branding with Lydia Pierre. Geek Speak is happening right now.
Woo-hoo!
Hey guys, welcome to Geek Speak. This is episode 7 of Geek Speak, and today we have a special guest. As you can see, this is not Jill, okay? This is Miss Lydia Pierre.
I tried with the glasses there to look go, like her.
Okay. I can see that. Y'all family?
Yeah. Hey, we get that sometimes.
I get you. So we're here today with Lydia Pierre. Lydia Pierre owns Pierre Branding Group, and we are going to be talking about this special lady here. We're going to be talking about, hey Ruth, how are you doing? Good afternoon. Nice to see you here today. So we'll have some people checking in with us. You know, they may have some questions.
Okay.
They have some questions, then they'll ask the questions and we can answer those questions.
Awesome.
Yeah, so today what we're going to be talking about is the 5 W's of branding. Now, Lydia Pierre is an expert in branding, okay? Now, if you guys, you want to learn how to brand yourself, brand your company, you're an entrepreneur, you're getting started, you know, all these things that are happening, she is the person that you need to go to at Pierre Branding Group because she makes it happen. Look, right now, she's already told me, Lincoln, we got some stuff we got to do, okay? And we're working together now, partnered on a couple things that we're working on. You know, that's top secret.
Of course.
We're not revealing that just yet.
No, not yet. Right?
But it's a pleasure to have you on, Lydia. I mean, thank you so much for joining us
today. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. Without a doubt. This was long overdue, though.
Yes.
I should have introduced you to this audience a long time ago. Okay.
I'm sure the timing is just right.
It's just right. So, without further ado, Lydia, just tell everybody out there, you know, before we jump into, you know, your branding expertise, you know, give us some of your background. Let us know, you know, where you're from, where people can find you. Just give us some info.
All right. Well, as you said, my name is Lydia Pierre. I'm Haitian. I'm originally from New York, born in Brooklyn. Raised in Philadelphia, and then now I'm here in Georgia.
Philly, I love Philly. I love Philly now.
I bet you do.
I love Philly.
Philly's cool. I was just there last week. They do have awesome food there. I love the cheesesteaks, of course. I don't do the cheese whiz, though. I don't know what's the cheese whiz thing.
Cheese
about.
Whiz?
On the
cheese steaks. Okay, hold on. Okay. So they put the cheese whiz on the cheesesteaks? Whoa, okay.
It's weird.
I never experienced that before. But not to jump in, but I had to say, there was a place when I went, it was called the Terminal?
Reading Terminal.
Reading Terminal. Oh,
yes.
Man.
What did you have there?
I had a cheesesteak.
Okay.
I had a cheesesteak. And let me tell you, it was off the chain.
Okay, what was it in it?
I can't even remember. But I mean,
out here, they make it with mushrooms. I don't know where the mushrooms thing comes
from. It was onions. It was some different peppers and some spices and stuff like that. And man, let me tell you, we just sat right there.
Uh-huh.
Me and a buddy of mine, we went to the Eagles game.
Okay.
And we just sat there and we ate. And let me tell you, and then we walked around in Reading Terminal.
Okay.
And then we had some donuts. It was like a donut place.
Oh, you guys pigged out.
As you can tell. Yes. Crazy.
Yes.
But anyway, back to you. You'll learn this about me. And Jill knows this already. And you guys probably already know. I jump all over the place.
Okay.
So when I get an idea, it just, you know, I'm like a squirrel. So, you know, just keep going.
Ruth is from Brooklyn. Hey, Ruth, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in the house. There we go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Awesome, yes, but I kind of bring up that story because in up north I was a cosmetologist by trade. So when I moved to Georgia, the same style of hair and stuff wasn't what I was used to up north.
Right.
So I kind of figured like I have to find something else to do, a way to basically rebrand myself.
Right.
Now at the time I didn't know I was rebranding.
Okay.
So after realizing what I needed to do and trying to figure out how to make myself stand out, I started working with a nonprofit doing public relations. And that just kind of turned into its own thing. I was working with celebrities out here in Atlanta, helping them get themselves out there. And it just kind of took on a life of its own. So I basically rebranded myself from a cosmetologist to a branding expert.
So you guys heard that. So she rebranded herself. This was even before you really got into branding.
Yes.
So you took yourself from a cosmetologist in Philly to move into Atlanta, rebranding yourself and just starting this whole Pierre branding group brand.
Yes, yes.
Now that within itself is a story that, you know, I know there's a lot more details to that.
Yeah.
But that alone, you see how she was able to rebrand herself and create her company. So these are some of the things, and you can see them right behind us on what she's going to talk about. So there you go. So look, okay. Hey, Carly. I see Carly just jumped on. I love Carly. So, all right. So we're going to talk about the 5 W's of branding. So number one is, what is branding?
Okay. So I like to start off with this because people throw the word branding around so much.
I know.
I feel as if they don't know what they're really saying when they say it. And a lot of times people think of branding as being your logo or their colors on the website or things like that.
True.
And branding, although those are parts and aspects of branding, branding is so much more than that. Branding is the way people feel when they're talking about your company or about you.
Right.
Because a person
right.
can be a brand as well.
Right.
So it's the way people feel. It's the things that they can't always touch, but it's the feelings, the emotions, just the pull that you have.
Yep.
And that's what creates trust, loyalty, all of that. So all of that are different things that you put together to create a brand. So branding itself is just really creating a culture, a vision, kind of something that people can feel like they want to be a part of.
Right.
So
that's
really what a brand is.
Okay. So when you talk about, are there some organizations out there right now that's doing branding really well? You have any that just come to mind?
Like, oh, of course. Like the big ones, of course, like Nike. Yeah. Cause that's a whole culture.
That's right. That's
when
right,
you think about it, it's like, you wearing the Nike sneakers, you know it's athletes. You think athletes. It's like there's keywords that jump out when you think of certain brands.
That's true.
You think of Coca-Cola, of course you think of the commercials that they used to have, and you think of just the culture that's behind it. It's all about that. So, I mean, Mercedes-Benz, you think luxury.
That's true.
So those are all, that's all branding. The way it makes you feel, makes you look. I mean, it's a car at the end of the day. You can use any car.
Right.
But it's just the fact that it's a Mercedes.
It makes you feel.
Yes.
You driving a Mercedes is like, man, I'm big time.
You're big time. Park it up front, you know?
Gotcha.
Never mind if you're driving a Maserati or something like that. That's a whole nother level. But it's like, it creates this lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because that's what the brand is doing. That was their intention. They didn't do it by accident. They knew what they were doing before they did it. So
So even like, you know, I'm going to go from Mercedes-Benz down to McDonald's, okay?
Oh wow.
So that's a big drop off. I mean not a big drop. It's a different
brand. I wouldn't say it's going down.
It's not a drop off. Right. So because when you think about it, kids, I remember my sister, like when she would come to visit, she would always want to go to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
The Golden Arches. That's all she knew about.
Yeah, I remember back then when Big Macs were really big.
That's
remember
right.
how young used to split them because they were so big?
But and check this out. Tell me if this is a part of branding.
Okay.
Like they say lettuce, what is it? Pickles, lettuce, cheese, special sauce.
Okay.
That commercial that they had.
Yeah, yeah.
And it made you remember it. And when you remembered it, it's sort of like, man, that's the Golden Arches. That's McDonald's. I want to go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Is that like a sort of...
That is definitely part of branding. That's part of their marketing strategy.
Gotcha.
That's what you would call the jingle or the slogan, et cetera.
Right.
So branding consists of a couple of communication vehicles coming together. You have to be doing almost all of them in order to be branding effectively. There's marketing.
Okay.
There's PR, which is public relations, and of course there's advertising. Those are all three different communication vehicles that you have to use together in order to be effectively branding. So that's key too. So that would fall into the category of part of what they're doing as their marketing strategy.
Gotcha. Okay. Great tips. I'm loving this. Yes. This is great. Yes. This is great. So we're going to keep moving along.
Okay.
Number two is, who needs branding?
Who doesn't need branding? Branding is something that is part of your life, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not.
Right.
You could be branding your business. You could be branding yourself. Whether you're doing it intentionally or not, you are a brand. The way your friends see you, the way your mom thinks of you, or your brothers, etc. Like, you're branding yourself. Whether people think you're someone they can count on.
Right.
Like, you know there's always that person in a group that you can call for anything.
That's true.
Your brand.
Right.
Like, the fact that you make your friends feel like they can trust you.
I didn't even think about that.
And they could confide in you. That's a brand that you've created because you've consistently been someone they can call on or consistently been someone they can count on. The same way, there might be someone who's like, oh, he ain't coming.
Right.
Call him before. He ain't showing up.
Right.
He ain't coming to anything you invite him to.
Yeah.
Or he's just, and that's his brand.
You're not talking about me.
No. Okay. No.
Just making sure. You're not talking about me.
No, but all of that is still part of your brand. Okay. We might think of it as your image or your reputation.
Right.
But that's exactly what a brand is. It's the image, reputation, the consistency that comes with that. So, I mean, everyone is a brand, so everyone needs to brand.
That's right.
You need to take control of your brand and don't let it just happen.
So let me ask you this. I know Ruth owns a business, and it's a jewelry business, right? What advice, what's something that you could tell Ruth? How could she brand herself? What's something that she can do that would help to brand her?
Well, okay, so when it comes to those jewelry businesses, because it may be paparazzi you might be talking about.
I'm not sure.
So a lot of times those...
Ruth, if you're on and you want to share, what your business is, please do that so, she could have some more context around what business you are doing. Okay, she said
paparazzi.
Yes, it is. Okay,
yes. Okay. So the thing with organizations like that or companies like that, there's multiple salespeople who do the same thing that you do.
Right.
So it's even more crucial that you stand out amongst them, because anyone could go to any paparazzi dealer for all they care,
Right,
so it's about what it is you're doing to make yourself stand out. I know some people do parties, they do events, but ultimately people are going to buy from Ruth because they like Ruth.
Gotcha.
So it would be key for her to promote herself and position herself as someone who's just either a fashionista, is an expert when it comes to jewelry and putting pieces together, things like that. So they know coming to her, they'll walk away with something they can actually use.
Okay, so an example of this would be she sort of knows, she maybe partners with a fashion designer.
Exactly.
Or partners with somebody that's in that same...
Maybe an image consultant.
Right.
Just in that vein, in that area where people know she's the expert on what pieces go with what and how to use it.
Gotcha.
Because if you go to... I know me, I'm not big on styling or dressing. So if I go to a paparazzi person, I'm usually asking them, what goes with this? What goes with that? And if they can't give me those answers...
Okay. So is what I'm hearing, Ruth, if this is something that you could do to really brand yourself, like, maybe... I know companies, they have like the company website that you can go to.
Yes.
Maybe have your own website, your own Ruth Willis website or, your .com or whatever. And then you're branding yourself.
Yes.
So she's branding herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like, she has all of her whatever, nice photography, nice all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then as she's promoting, it's sort of like, okay, I want to go to her because she knows what she's doing.
Exactly. And blogging and doing videos and things like that, it's all part of you branding yourself and just keep putting content out.
Gotcha.
So people know that you're an expert in your field, in your area.
Awesome.
So
that's awesome.
That'll be a great way to do that. So.
Awesome. I love it. Man, this is great. We're having a good time here, guys. This is awesome.
Yes.
So number three, when do you brand?
Okay, so this is the tricky part. People are always thinking that there's a time for you to brand. And there are different stages of branding.
Right.
But starting now is always the time. Now is the time to brand. But it is important to understand the different stages of branding. For example, there's what you call the brand creation stage. You're welcome, Ruth.
Yep.
there's what you call the brand creation stage. There's three stages. Three developmental stages of branding.
Right.
It's the brand creation stage, the brand extension stage, and then what you call the brand recreation or rebranding stage.
Okay. That all went over my head. So.
Okay, so I'm going to break it down a little
bit. Break it down, yeah.
Brand creation is generally when someone is starting a brand new or launching a brand new brand.
Gotcha.
So that's when you're doing all your market research, putting together your vision, your purpose statement, okay, all of that, because it's something no one has seen or heard of before. So gotcha, you're starting from scratch.
Gotcha.
So okay, you're coming up with what you want the brand to be, what you want the vision to be, so that you can properly market it and okay, launch that new brand.
Got it.
Brand extension is when you maybe already have an established brand.
Okay.
And then you expand it.
Okay.
So you go into other areas. So for example, let's say Dove, which I've always thought was weird how they managed to do this, but Dove,
okay,
who has lotions, soap,
etc. Yeah. Yeah.
They went into ice cream. I don't know how they did that.
Dove ice cream?
It's Dove ice cream.
Really?
You never had a Dove bar?
A Dove bar?
They have ice cream.
I can't.
I honestly don't know how they pulled that off. So that's kind of dangerous to go too far.
Yeah, I mean, because that's totally out of the scope of their product.
But it worked.
Line. Wow.
Dove bars are out there. But I think what they kind of captured, and this is the thing about brand extension, is making sure there's still something that's familiar. And still, you're just evolving the brand. You're not changing it. So I think what they kept was the smooth, creamy. Because that's what was always their selling point.
So I put you in that same frame of mind
with your ice cream. Soap and luxury. Because you think about your soap is nice and creamy and milky, et cetera.
Yeah.
So they just kind of found a way to kind of bring that into their ice cream. So you still kind of think of that. Because even if when you see the logo of Dove or you see the ice cream in there, you're thinking more luxurious. And you might even be eating the ice cream in a tub while you're using their products. Who knows?
So, man, look, okay. By you just saying that, I gotta go get a Dove bar now. I mean, seriously. I mean, Janice. I hope Janice is not watching because I don't supposed to be eating any ice cream or dairy. But I gotta go get a Dove bar now. This is
It's cool. Okay. But I mean, other examples of that are what? Let's see, Dove. There's plenty of ice cream ones. I don't know why I'm thinking ice cream. I may have to get a Dove bar myself.
I know. See, you just came in there and flipped the whole script, man.
I may have to get a Dove bar
myself.
I'm telling
you, I don't even know.
But essentially, that's what it is. You may have a particular product or an industry that you're known for, but you expand your brand by going into another areas, into other areas. Okay. So brand extension.
Great.
And then there's brand recreation.
Yeah.
Brand recreation is generally where you already have an established brand as well, but for whatever reason, you need to change it. Whether it's because you need to go into a different market. Or because it just wasn't working for you.
Right.
But essentially, you still kind of keep the very core of what made that brand what it was. Okay. So you see restaurants change their names all the time rebrand themselves.
And rebrand,
So it's just, so you still know the restaurant owner, you still know they still have the same staff, etc. But it might just be they have a different experience that they're offering you.
Gotcha.
So it's just, or it might be just an improved experience, etc. Just upgrading.
Right.
That's a form of branding as well.
Wow.
So.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, Ruth, do not tell Janice. I see you say you're going to tell her.
I'm telling you.
You got to keep this. All right. So, number four, why do you need branding?
Okay.
Why?
Okay. Oh, well, branding helps you stand out from the crowd. I know we touched on that a little bit earlier, but it really helps you distinguish your business from competitors because there are going to be competitors. But I also want you to know that competitors are not a bad thing.
Right.
You know, some people look at competition.
Right, and they want to just, you know, like, oh, man.
Or they get intimidated. They close shop and leave.
That's right. Yeah.
But competition is a good thing because not only does it step up your game, but it also shows that there's a need for whatever service you're providing in the market. So people like to have options a lot of times. So having those options, whatever marketing that company is doing is still essentially helping you.
Yeah.
It's just you just have to make yourself stand out a little bit more from the competition.
Gotcha.
So you could benefit from other companies' marketing. For example, when you think of Burger King and McDonald's, you almost never see one without the other.
That is true. They are like always close together, huh?
Yes, and
that is true.
I forget which one does it, but there's one that usually does all the marketing, the research, and puts their restaurant there,
and the other one moves just coming.
Just come.
Because they've already done all the work. It makes sense.
That's healthy competition.
Right. No, that makes sense. That is like, man, I didn't even think about that. That is a good information.
Yeah. So that's another great way to be able to just take advantage of the fact that there's competition out there. But of course, everyone needs branding to stand out from that competition as well. And also, you want your target market to see you as the only solution to their problem.
So you
want to be sure that when you position yourself as a brand, whenever they think of the problem, you become the solution.
You're the solution.
Yes.
Yeah. So when people think of branding, you know, anywhere, They think of Pierre Brandy Group. They think of Lydia Pierre, Pierre Brandy Group. Yes. This is the person I need to go to. Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, makes sense. Yes. All right, so number five, where does branding happen?
Okay, so where does it happen? See, branding is a mind game. To be fair.
Okay.
It's all a mind game.
Okay.
So branding happens in the mind of the consumer, in the mind of your target market. It's just about getting them to believe, and of course it should be true, right, but getting them to believe and creating ideas and perceptions that you are the answer to their problem. Gotcha. And you do that through commercials being advertised, so they keep seeing billboards, so they keep seeing it, so you're what they remember,
right,
whenever they need.
You're always top of mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's all about that. It's all about getting into the mind of the person through messaging, through conversations, through interactions, and just being that person. That's why we sponsor events.
That's right. Yeah. So your name is always out there.
Your name is always out there.
People always seeing your logo or whatever.
Exactly. Okay. So they start seeing it, and they say, oh, there's something there. And people have to see you at least 3, 4, or if not more times in order to be, and it usually different touch points in order to even be able to register you.
That's amazing because, looking at it from a digital marketing perspective, you know, and I know that's just a small subset of marketing that ties into branding.
Uh-huh.
You know, you do have to have at least 7 to 10 touches, you know, for people to really even wake up.
Exactly.
You know, for them to even realize
that you exist.
Wow, this exists.
Yeah.
You're here. Wow, that's
and
amazing.
It can't be the same touch points. It can't be the same commercial they keep seeing over and over again because eventually, like, here goes this commercial.
Right.
You get on their nerves. It's like spamming.
Right.
But if they see a commercial here, but then they run into you at an event,
right,
and then they heard someone else talk about you, then they see a truck driving by with your logo on it.
Right,
like, wow, this like almost like it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah, it's following me. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's everywhere. Wow. So you want to be that person that's like, it's everywhere. I have to use you because I see you everywhere.
Wow. Yeah. So I mean, this is phenomenal.
Thank you.
Lydia, thank you for just sharing all of this information with our audience. I mean, I'm excited to get this episode out there on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you guys are watching or if you're listening to this, you know, after the fact, share the podcast. And then also, I want to make sure that you go and visit PierreBrandingGroup.com, Lydia Pierre. She is the branding expert of experts. You can't get any better. Okay, I'm just letting you know. So, like I told you, we're working together. Web Mobile Fusion, Pierre Branding Group, working together. And we're doing some things. We're putting some stuff out there that people are going to start seeing.
Yes.
But at the same time, I want you guys to support this lady, man. She is phenomenal. She's awesome. And I'm just privileged to have you on the show and to know you and to work with you. So
just to kind of bring it home.
Yeah.
What you just did for me just now, that's PR.
Right. There you go.
PR is
and that was free.
Yes. PR. So PR is when a third person or someone who influences another audience tells people to use your services or to work with you, etc.
Right.
It's kind of the same as someone trying to tell you, oh, I have somebody great I want you to meet and hook you up with, etc.
Right,
so you believe that person because it's someone you trust.
Absolutely.
Saying, oh, you need to meet this person.
Yeah.
So that's PR. Advertising will be me saying, hey, everybody, go to Pierre Branding Group.
Right.
I'm the best in the world.
No one
compares to me. That's advertising.
That's advertising.
So that might come off wrong to some people.
Right.
So it's better to go through
a third party
sometimes. So it is times that it's necessary.
Awesome.
So.
And Carly said you did a great job.
Oh, thank you, Carly.
Yeah. So there you go. So let me tell you, I can't wait to really do some more. You know, I think we're gonna have Lydia on again for her to talk a little bit more about branding and go a little bit deeper into this branding. Maybe we focus on one topic. Ruth said, awesome episode.
Thank you, Ruth.
Lydia. So that was great. So thank you guys again for jumping on. Thank you, Lydia, again. Really appreciate you for jumping on today for Geek Speak episode. I think this is 7.
You said 7 when we started.
It was 7. So there we go.
That's a lucky number.
Lucky 7. There we go. Geek Speak. Thank you guys for jumping on. We'll see you next week.